This word comes to you from Mountain Life Church in McCall, Idaho, where God is bringing wholeness to people, families, and communities through His Word, His Spirit, and authentic, loving relationships. It is truly our heart that this message touches you and brings wholeness to your families.
I want to talk to you tonight about Christmas lights. Oh no, we thought we were coming to a Christmas Eve service. I want to talk about, how many of you love Christmas lights? I love the lights. I love lights on a tree. I love lights on a house. I especially love candles. In fact, I told the team, let's do candles and not just some plug-in lights, because there's just something about it, even though it's really hot up here with all the candles. But I love lights. And where we lived for a season, we had a lot of neighbors that really outdid themselves every year and probably spent way too much money on Christmas lights, but it looked amazing. Here in McCall, we can't do quite as much because it's cold and your lights freeze and the snow pulls them off the house. But as much as I love all of the things of Christmas, obviously, we want to talk about the true meaning of Christmas. But I believe that there's a significance of lights in the meaning of Christmas. Have you ever wondered why lights? Why lights on a tree? Why lights on a house? Why candles? Why are there so many references to lights? Well, is there a good reason? Well, there's tradition. But really, is there a good reason for that? And if we look in Scripture, you know the story. We tell it every year at Christmas time. In Luke chapter 2, there's a story about shepherds that are in a field. They're tending their flock, and angels show up. And if you could just imagine for a moment some of the splendid imagery that the Bible gives us, that here the shepherds are out, they're minding their own business, tending a flock, and then angels show up. And the Scripture says that the glory of the Lord shone around him. Think about that for a moment. And then he shared with the shepherds the incredible news that the Savior, the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords was just born at Bethlehem. And they said that there would be a sign. Go to Bethlehem and you'll see there's a baby in a manger, and you know the story. And more incredible imagery, a host of angels showed up, said glory to God in the highest, peace and goodwill toward men. Imagine the imagery. After they were done being afraid and they were told, don't be afraid, stand up. Could you just imagine? And I always picture just the incredible light show beyond anything that man can do. And we do a lot with lights in church these days, don't we? But I can only imagine that the light show that God put on, the imagery that God put on to announce the coming of his son, to announce the coming of the Savior of the world. What a sight. What a light. What an incredible image. And then we know later on in Matthew 2, after Jesus' birth and some time has passed, the Magi, the wise men, we know the scripture says that they saw a light, and they came to the king of those days and they said, we saw a light that signifies the birth of your king, and we've come to worship him. And the scripture says that they followed that light. In fact, interestingly, that light moved. And as they went, the light went before them, and the light stopped where the baby was, where the child was actually. Who was the child? The child was the light. God talks a lot about light in Scripture. In Genesis, the very beginning of your Bible, Genesis 1:3 says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And do you know the very last chapter of Scripture in Revelation, Revelation 22, is talking about eternity. It's talking about you and I being with God forever. And it says they don't need a lamp. They don't need the light of the sun, because the Lord is their light. What incredible imagery of light we have in Scripture. I want to read from Scripture. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them, he gave the right to become children of God, to those whom believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he whom I said, 'He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me.' And of his fullness we have received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." He was the light. There's a scripture from a prophet in the Old Testament that spoke of Jesus. And I believe it spoke of Jesus, and it spoke of others beyond Jesus, those who would believe in him. This is Isaiah 60, verse 1. And it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness over the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you." At Christmas, we celebrate the arrival of the light of the world, the Savior. The light that breaks the darkness off of the earth and the deep darkness that rests over mankind. What incredible imagery. Jesus said of himself, he said, "I am the light of the world." More than a few times, he made statements like, "I am the light of the world. And if you follow me, my light will be in you. And darkness," one translation says, "darkness will be subject to you." What powerful imagery. John 9:5, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light." John 8:12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." 1 John 1:10, I believe this is a great scripture, not usually shared at Christmas time. "He who loves others abides in the light." What lights are you hanging this Christmas? What light is shining the brightest in your life, in your home, in your family, in your community, with your kids this year? Matthew 5:14. Jesus, who had just previously said that he was the light of the world while he was here, says this: "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden." See, God's Christmas lights is the light of the world, Jesus. We celebrate Jesus, the light that is in us, so that we may be the light to the world. Not a bunch of lights that flip on with a switch, but lights that are shared. When the light gets in you, the light is shared life to life, family to family. And I believe that God's plan to illuminate the earth, according to Scripture, is through you, is through us. So tonight we're going to close with a song. And while the worship team sings, we're going to do something that I believe is more than just symbolic. It's something that my prayer is that it stirs you and that it moves you. In fact, I even want you to take the candle home with you. Maybe put it out before you get in the car. But I want to remember of all of the lights, of all of the things that we celebrate tonight and tomorrow in this season. Listen, for me, every day is Christmas. Every day is the day that we get to celebrate God bringing light to the world. And as we go from here, we get to bring that light. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Love incarnate, love divine. Star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee. The Savior humanity. Unto us a child is born. He shall reign forevermore. Whoa, of the world.
shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, deep darkness over the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And the world shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Jesus, we thank you tonight. And Lord, as we celebrate your birth, and Lord, we love our nativity scenes and the baby in the manger, but Lord, what it all represents to us is that baby in a manger represents the light to the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, and that who shall ever believe in him shall have everlasting life. The light shall reside in them. So Lord, tonight, as we go do our family traditions and our family time and maybe too much food and a lot of presents, Lord, let your light shine in our lives. Lord, let the light be shared in our lives. Tonight, tomorrow, and every day here forward. Church, let your light shine. If you're here tonight and you'd say, you know, I haven't been living like I have a light in my life. It's simple. The Bible says to invite him in. If you confess with your mouth that you believe who he is, it says you will be saved. Let that light lead your life. It's that simple. So Lord, we just pray, Lord, that tonight that we would walk out of here with that light. And Lord, that everyone in whom we come into contact with would see the light and receive the light. In Jesus' name, amen. And my light went out. That's why I have a wife. Well, God bless you. Please carefully take your candles home with you. Stay as long as you want. Greet as many as you want. Some of you have turkeys in the oven. You probably should go take care of those. But God bless you, and thank you for celebrating with us. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to this week's Word. If you would like to receive prayer or get in contact with any of our ministries or leaders, go ahead and call us at 208-634-3037. Have a great and blessed day.